Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, and last Mishnah, we said that somebody who was executed by the Bet Din cannot be buried in his family's burial plot. He is a wicked person, a Rasha, and therefore he can't be with righteous people. But here the Mishnah is going to qualify that and say that's only under certain circumstances. Mishnah says, Nitakel HaBasad, when the flesh, when the body of the person became decomposed in the ground, Melaketin et ha'atzamot, they gather up the bones, they dig up the bones, even though that's not allowed. Generally, here we allow it because we're going to do something that would be beneficial to the person. Ve'kovrin otan bimkoman, and we're allowed to rebury the body in the proper spot, in the family's burial spot. We say that the death of this person, plus all of the disgrace that he faced, eventually brought him teshuvah, and therefore he could be dug up and reburied in his rightful family plot. Now the Mishnah is going to say, what happens with the relatives of the person who was executed? After the execution, the relatives of the person who was put to death should come and see how the judges and the witnesses are doing, just check in with them and make sure that the relations are good. In other words, Shedin emet dantim, and it's as if to tell them when they say hello to them and just have proper relations with them. They don't have to be their best friend, but they have a normal relationship. It's as if to say that these family members don't have any animosity for them in their heart. They understand that they judged correctly and that the person did something wrong and he deserved to die. Ve'lo hayu mit'abelim, the relatives don't mourn for the person who passed away. He's a rasha, and therefore the laws of mourning are suspended. And we say that at that point in time, he didn't receive his atonement yet. So therefore, there's no avelut, aval onenin, but they're allowed to grieve. They have emotions. The family member passed away. They're allowed to feel sad about it. She'en aninut ela balev, because aninut, grieving, is only something that's in the heart. It's an emotion, and it's not a public display of loss, which this type of grieving is permitted.